أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله قل أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكلون قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم إنا أنزلنا عليك الكتاب للناس بالحق فمن اهتدى فلنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها وما أنت عليهم بوكيل صدق الله العظيم. Before we begin the new part, just a recap of what we had completed before the month of Ramadan had begun. We were busy with the Surah Zumar, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about His Qudrat. And throughout the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws comparisons between those who are obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who are disobedient to Allah, and those who have refused to believe in Allah, who have rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the concluding ayats that we had concluded with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again draws a comparison, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us here the comparison is between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself and all the gods, all the deities, all the objects of worship, the idols that the disbelievers had introduced into their lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows a glaring difference between the Qudrat and the power of Allah and the total helplessness of everyone and everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you ask them, that is the disbelievers, the kuffar, man khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, who created the skies and the earth, it is obvious that in this era and in this time, some of them even deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the skies and the earth. They reject that and they have other scientific explanations for all that. But the truth of the matter is this, that no matter how much they reject it, the answer will still be, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. They will certainly say it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More especially in the environment of Makkah Mukarramah at that time, they believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies. They believed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the earth. And they would have said it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what they did not believe is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the total power. Allah Rabbul Izzat had the total might to not only create but to look after the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs no other God or no other intercessor or no other media between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directly. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His Qudrat and His power in a very amazing way. And Allah says, قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them, seek from them this answer, that do you see that whatever you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in aradani Allahu bidurrin, if Allah Rabbul Izzat had intended harm for any individual, hal hunna kashifatu durri, would these idols be able to remove that harm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for an individual? Now it is common knowledge that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed something, there is no one that can reverse the decree of Allah but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. So if Allah has decreed any harm for any person, then obviously there is no power in the world that can remove that harm. O aradani bi rahmatin, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed any rahmah, any mercy for any individual, hal hunna mumsikatu rahmati, would these idols be able to remove that rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed? And one simple example is that of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had decreed His rahmah upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah decreed that He is going to be the Nabi of Allah. Allah decreed He will be the last Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can anyone change that? There is no one that can change that. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power of all these things. A person is in good health. Can anyone change that? A person is ill. Can anyone change that besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is absolutely no one that can reverse the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ And the mutawakkilun, those that place their trust in Allah, they will only place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, that all halat, all conditions come from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for us, the simple solution to everything is, we place our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have our hopes only in Allah. We pin our hopes in no one else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ But because they would dispute with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would object to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advices, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded him to say to the people of Makkah, that you people practice in the place or in the manner in which you practice. Whatever your idol worshipping be, you carry on. Your sacrifices for these idols, you continue. If you think that is right, then you may continue. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ But unfortunately, very soon, that is when death comes upon you, and you now travel into the hereafter, then you will realize that all this was a fallacy. You will realize that there is absolutely no truth in whatever you did, and it is all false. مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about Allah's azab. That to whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab comes, in this world, that azab will disgrace that person. That azab will disgrace that person. It will degrade that person. وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ And that person then alights upon the everlasting azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the hereafter. There is no escape from that, unless, of course, a person makes tawbah. Now, in contrast to all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the comparison, Inna anzalna alayka al-kitaba lin-nasi bil-haq. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly we revealed upon you the kitab, that is the Quran Kareem, for the whole of mankind with truth. And I think here one important key word is lin-nas, for the whole of mankind. The Quran is not only for me, the Quran is not only for you, the Quran is not only for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is for the whole of mankind, and this also shows us a very important responsibility, that we need to deliver this message of the Quran Kareem to the whole of mankind, because this is the amanat and trust that Allah has given us, and we need to deliver it. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَلِنَفْسِ So whoever acquires the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, then that guidance is to our benefit. If Allah has guided us, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed good for us, and it is to our benefit. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ And whoever deviates from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, it may seem to be very good in this world, it may seem to be very tempting in this world, there may seem to be a lot of freedom in this world, but فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا That person has been misguided, he has deviated to his own detriment. In this world also, there is never ease and peace in the mind of that person. There is never the sukoon and tranquility in the heart of that person. Not in this world is there any benefit, and no is there any benefit in the hereafter. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ And O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not the wakil, you are not the responsible person upon them. In other words, your duty and responsibility was to deliver the message. You went beyond that, you made dua for them. You went beyond that, you cared for them, you were going to give your life away for them, but that is not all your responsibility in so far as the acceptance is concerned, that is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala draws these comparisons, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the truth about Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the falsehood about any other power besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك